The AccuWeather forecast calling for a mixture of sun and clouds at a high today of about 85 degrees. In between, still have a chance for some scattered thunderstorms. It's been out of service since mid-March. The Racine Public Library's mobile library, though, is back on the streets today. Bookmobile, as everybody knows it, involved in a multi-vehicle crash on March 15th. Extensive damage involved after deciding against purchasing a used bookmobile until a brand new one can come into Racine. The library board did authorize the repairs. The additional information about the mobile summer schedule is online at racinelibrary.info. You can call the circulation desk as well at 262-636-9241. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee finds no DPW operational impact for withholding downtown parking enforcement until 3 in the morning to benefit bar employees who are closing up at 2 o'clock, who would otherwise be getting tickets. Commissioner Mark Yellen said his street supervisor anticipated no problems with just a downtown relaxation. Could be an issue, though, expanding to other parts of the city. Bar owner and Tavern League member J.J. McAuliffe said their request is about the safety of the employees, whose jobs don't allow them to leave when the overnight parking rules kick in at 2, as well as Safe Ride participants.
We don't feel safe having to have them walk to the parking ramps, and especially in downtown at night with some of the characters we have. Not only that, it's one of those things where I know I've heard the argument, well, why don't they just park on the right side of the street? Well, when you come in at your shift at 7, 8 o'clock, you try to park as close to your place of work as you can. You get whatever you can get.
John Dung from John's Dock, while not affected, said he agrees with the concern about employee safety.
It's partly about a $20 ticket, but it's really about getting your employees home safe so they can come back tomorrow and they don't have to worry about things. I think that's, and this doesn't affect me. But I've been downtown. It's hard to park downtown. It's hard to get anything done downtown.
Alderman Jeff Coe said it's a bigger impact downtown because there are multiple businesses.
I've talked to a lot of the people that have gotten tickets. I've even paid a couple of tickets for these people because there is no place to park. When they come to work, they get the closest place they can get. And when their people are getting out of the bar closes at 2 o'clock, I mean, they don't have time to run out there and move their vehicles and stuff like that, and they're getting dinged. And that was the reason for this, and safety.
The issue not on the public safety and licensing agenda last night, but did have some initial discussion unofficially last month. The new City of Burlington Fire Chief has finally been named Alan Babe, right now the chief of the Town of Raymond Fire and Rescue Department, chosen out of 6 applicants from both Illinois and Wisconsin. He is a 21-year veteran of the Raymond Department, which has over 40 volunteers and 4 paid fire personnel, currently finishing up his 11th term as chief. Babe is scheduled to be sworn in during the June 21st Burlington Common Council meeting. Meanwhile, in Kenosha, the Police and Fire Commission said to be deadlocked over the hiring process for that city's new fire chief. Commissioners disagreeing on whether to open the position to only those within the department or to make it a nationwide search to replace the retiring John Thompson. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says the nation needs to unite and to address the many issues connected to this case.
This is a moment that calls upon us to be unified, to act together, enough with the divisive language, enough with pitting a whole religion, calling out the Muslim faith. We have to come together and unite. Divided, we will not be able to take action.
As for Donald Trump's comments about Muslims, the Wisconsin Democrat telling CNN, this is a moment when we need to call out those who divide us, and we can't afford to divide and make Muslim Americans second-class citizens. UW-Madison requiring the incoming students to participate in cultural competency training. The Wisconsin State Journal says about 1,000 new students are going to be required to take the training, which addresses topics such as identity, culture, and microaggressions. School says it is mandatory training because they believe student protests last semester over racially charged incidents may have been driven more by ignorance than by malice. A documentary on the most incarcerated zip code in the country is now showing in Milwaukee. It is called Milwaukee 53206. It features the stories of people in that part of the city, premiered yesterday at the Oriental Theater. Producer-director Keith McWhorter says he wants this film to begin the conversation needed to make changes for those residents. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley, by the way, financed the film with his own money. Members of the Racine Common Council will have a chance tonight to learn how to do their job based on parliamentary procedures. Little training session going on at City Hall. parliamentary procedure and Robert's Rules of Order used by governing bodies, some a little more properly than others. The alderman attending tonight will be hearing from a representative of UW Extension's Local Government Center. At one time recently, the council had its own parliamentarian, Greg Helding, who left as an alderman because of a new job with a prestigious Milwaukee law firm, but is now a member of the city's Redevelopment Authority. A Kenosha man with a history of mental illness declared competent to stand trial for the stabbing death of another man inside the former St. James Manor Nursing and Care Facility. 66-year-old Marcel Kudzin's preliminary hearing is now set for June the 29th. Kudzin charged with stabbing 56-year-old James Nelson 32 times after the victim reportedly tried to prevent Kudzin from going after a woman. St. James Manor was closed back in April when the church terminated its lease agreement. His court file says Kudzin was acquitted of an attempted homicide back in 1998. Last night, the Racine County Board approving the acquisition of some additional right-of-way that'll allow for the reconfiguration of the intersection of County Highways MM and 38 when MM is reconstructed in a few years. Julie Anderson, the Director of Public Works and Development Services, telling the supervisors they needed a vote on this proposal, even though the funding is already in the budget. But the change, she said, will not impact the rest of the project.
We are physically going to be rebuilding that intersection of MM where it meets 38. That's it. The rest of it was all set. Just this portion needed to be tweaked and finalized, and that's, I think, there's a one more public information meeting before the plans are at final stage.
The new plan calling for moving Double M a few hundred feet to the west so it aligns with a short section of road to the north. Anderson adding that it will also improve the turning radius for trucks and lengthen the distance between the stoplights at MM and Rapids Drive. The project's scheduled for bidding next year, the construction not until 2018. Wisconsin Counties and Towns Association, along with the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, all signing a letter saying infrastructure dollars are the backbone of local economies. The group's pressing state lawmakers to spend more on roads and bridges. They note Wisconsin is 48th among the 50 states when it comes to road spending this year. And a proposal for disc golf in Sturtevant will be coming back before the village board in a couple of weeks. The designer of a proposed course unable to attend last night's continual committee meeting. The course is proposed for Hiawatha Crossings, a village-owned stormwater retention area. 2 days after talking about budget priorities going forward, the Racine Unified School Board has a special work session coming up tonight on the preliminary budget to cover the fiscal year that begins July 1st. Armed with the board's Monday decision to make compensation steps and levels the number one priority and to put another $300,000 toward facilities maintenance, administration will be presenting numbers this evening for what will become the district's working budget. A final spending plan with actual numbers replacing best guess estimates won't be possible until the fall. That's when the state releases numbers to plug into the process. A bid is going to be put out this week for the replacement of the flooring at Kenosha's Dream Playground. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The all-inclusive playground closed in March after flaws in the rubberized surface were found. The city had the flooring tested for fall-related safety, which it failed, along with addressing a premature wearing of the surface. According to a news release, an independent investigation was recently completed with the recommendation that the surface be replaced. While moving forward with steps to replace the floor, the city remains in communication with the contractor who installed the flooring, officials seeking a resolution to the situation. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The chairman of the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board says that group was surprised and disappointed by an audit that cited serious shortcomings in state enforcement of water pollution laws. Terry Hilgenberg asking Secretary Kathy Stepp to respond at the next meeting to the Legislative Audit Bureau report that said, among other things, the DNR failed 94% of the time over the past 10 years to take enforcement action against sewer plants and industries which exceeded water pollution limits, that in violation of internal policies. They're called boot camps, 12 to 14-week job training programs that equip local residents with needed skills and credentials for in-demand jobs. Two more being announced by partners in the effort, Gateway Technical College, Racine County Workforce Solutions, and SC Johnson. Applications for telecommunications installer will be accepted through July the 29th. For CNC machine operator, the deadline August 5th. The applications available at the Dennis Cornwell for Racine County Services Center on Taylor Avenue. The Village of Mount Pleasant this afternoon at 4 o'clock formally going to dedicate a park near the intersection of 23rd and Mead Streets to honor Richard Paulzine for his efforts in developing a community-oriented policing location nearby at 2237 Mead, the one-time City of Racine Police Chief, of course, pushing COP houses when he was in office. Capital improvement dollars approved in the 2016 City of Racine budget for sidewalk inspection and maintenance. With half the year almost gone, the Public Works and Services Committee moving ahead on a pilot effort that would focus priority on high pedestrian use areas such as business districts. DPW Commissioner Mark Yalen noting Safe Step of Hortonville was hired for inspections and saw cutting vertical displacements, looking at 3 miles of sidewalks, helping to develop that proposal. But any city resident could still be calling it a problem if they see it. Alderman Henry Perez, meanwhile, felt tourism and the economic benefit that should play into making downtown in such areas the top priority.
We're in the whole idea of looking at the progress of the city and its economic impact on the things that happen. And downtown has actually become quite a standout, especially with the tourism over the summer, with the boats and the high rate. River Racine reported that we made an outrageous amount of money in tourism. And I think those areas that are highly vetted by tourists should be our priorities.
The Common Council will get the recommendation next week and likely have a lot of questions about those priorities, as well as projected costs for the immediate and long-term future. The next budgetary session would have to include either another CIP effort or some other way to pay for sidewalks. Last night, the Racine County Board approving a new 3-year contract for the Sheriff's Office command staff. It's a deal that mirrors the contract recently negotiated with the deputies. Bill Halsey is the county's chief negotiator, telling the supervisors, command staff, they continue to have bargaining rights post Act 10.
They cannot take you to arbitration. The reality is we meet with them. If we can't come to a voluntary agreement, the county has the right to implement, you know, your last offer. We attempt to not do that. And we did that in this case.
Under the agreement, command staff members to get a 1% wage increase retroactive to January 1st this year, another 1% next year, and 2% in 2018. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.